Destiny Harden made a shot in the lane with 3.5 seconds left in ascending. Ninth-seeded Miami passed the number one seed in Indiana 70-68, lifting the Hurricanes to their first Sweet 16 since 1992. The Hoosiers, now 28-4, became the second number one seed to be eliminated in two nights. Stanford was upset Sunday on its home court. It's the first time since 1998 that two number one seeds did not advance to the regional semifinals. Women's scoreboard from the NCAA tournament last night. Ohio State knocked off North Carolina 71-69. Tennessee cruises by Toledo 94-47. Villanova down Florida Gulf Coast 76-57. Louisville blows out Texas 73-51. Miami edges Indiana again 70-68. While UConn pulls away to knock off a Baylor 77-58. UConn has reached the Sweet 16 for 29 straight years. Colorado defeated Duke in overtime 61-53, and UCLA beat Oklahoma late last night 82-73. Rick Pitino is back in the Big East Conference. St. John's has hired the Hall of Fame coach to boost a storied program that's been mired in mediocrity for much of this century. The school posted the announcement on Twitter, and Pitino is expected to be formally introduced in a news conference coming up today at Madison Square Garden. Following a successful run at nearby mid-major Iona, the 70-year-old Pitino was plucked away to replace Mike Anderson, who was fired March 10th after four seasons in charge of the Red Storm without making the NCAA tournament. An event that would have been unthinkable not even a decade ago is coming to Las Vegas this week. That's March Madness. The NCAA tournament avoided the city for many years because sports betting is legal in it. The governing body for collegiate athletics even had a policy in place of not allowing its championship events to be played in Nevada. But now, with sports betting abound, the NCAA has no qualms about playing in the state. The West Region Games will be held there this week at T-Mobile Arena and among the many championship events the NCAA has awarded it to the city. Shohei Ohtani sparked a ninth-inning rally with a leadoff double, and Munetaka Murakami hit a walk-off two-run double to lift Japan over Mexico 6-5 and into the World Baseball Classic Final. Japan will face the defending champion U.S. in tonight's championship game. Magic Johnson has joined Josh Harris's bid to buy the NFL's Washington Commanders. Johnson is already involved in sports ownership with stakes in Major League Baseball's LA Dodgers, Major League Soccer's Los Angeles FC, and the WNBA's Los Angeles Sparks. Harris, along with partner David Blitzer, owns the NBA's Philadelphia Eagles and NHL's New Jersey Devils. Washington area billionaire Mitchell Raylis is also reportedly part of Harris's group. Longtime owner Dan Snyder and wife Tanya began exploring selling part or all of the team in the fall. Any sale would need to be approved by three-quarters of NFL owners. Julius Randle scored 57 last night, matching the third highest total in New York Knicks history during a 140-134 loss to Minnesota. Randle tied Richie Guerin behind the only two 60-point games in Knicks history. Carmelo Anthony was 62 on January 24th of 2014. And Bernard King was 60 on Christmas Day in 1984. NBA scoreboard from last night, it was Charlotte over Indiana 115-109 in double overtime. Chicago defeated Philadelphia 109-105, snapping Philly's 8-game winning streak. Minnesota again outscoring New York 140-134. Golden State knocked off Houston 121-108. It was Memphis over Dallas 112-108. And Utah slips by Sacramento 128-120. Tune in to KCIM Sports Rewind this morning between 9:30 and 10 o'clock on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. John Ryan and I will break down the brand new football districts announced on Monday by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. We'll talk about the districts in our area schools and what things look like for them. We'll also going to take a peek at that bracket challenge, either the Rewind Coaches Challenge that we have or no, and also the Champion Ford bracket challenge going on. And we've got a couple of special guests here, Northwestern College girls basketball players Maddie Jones and Emily Danner, all set to join us between 9:30 and 10 o'clock this morning on KCIM Sports Rewind. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.